New Hampshire has one of the oldest state legislatures in the country. Not old as in founded in 1784, but old as in the folks making the state's laws tend to be older. In the last legislative session, the average age of a New Hampshire lawmaker was 66. NHBR's Daniela Ali reports, this election, both Democrats and Republicans are trying to change that.
It's a cloudy Friday, and Sophia Wazir is walking through her Concord neighborhood. It's known as the Heights. It's a mix of older people, young working families, new immigrants, and longtime residents. She's knocking on doors and leaving behind flyers that say she'll help bring a new generation to the State House.
Good afternoon, Mr. Silva.
How are you doing? I'm glad to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting.
Yeah.
This is Wazir's first time running for political office. She wants to be a state rep. And she surprised herself and a lot of people in her neighborhood when she won her Democratic primary by a 2-to-1 margin over a well-known incumbent.
Your courage in doing this.
Thank you.
Because
I want to be your voice. That's all it mattered to me.
Wazir's 27. She's a mom to 2 daughters and pregnant with her 3rd. She's a relatively new U.S. citizen. She moved to the States at 16 after 10 years in a refugee camp in Uzbekistan, after she and her family escaped from the Taliban when she was just 6. Wazir remembers the help her family received when they moved to Concord from Uzbekistan. Volunteers would drive them to the grocery store or doctor's appointments.
It meant a lot to me, you know. Back then, I think that was really something that was touching my heart. I said, when I become U.S. citizen, I want to be able to do the same thing.
If Wazir wins a seat in the New Hampshire House in November, she says she'll bring attention to issues like paid family medical leave, funding for public schools, and equal housing opportunities, all issues she's personally dealt with.
I want to be the voice of young people because, sadly, the New Hampshire is aging and we don't have enough of younger people. So that I want to show that younger people has the voice to do things in the New Hampshire.
With 400 state rep seats, it seemed like there are a lot of opportunities for young people like Wazir to get involved. But that's not the case.
In New Hampshire, we like to say we have a citizen legislature. We do. But it's a very select citizen legislature when you only get paid $100 to serve or $200 a term to serve.
That's Lucas Meyer. He's the president of the New Hampshire Young Democrats. He says it's a challenge to get people with young families or less flexible jobs to run because of the time commitment they have to make and how little they get paid. But this election year, both parties are trying to overcome those obstacles and get folks under the age of 40 in the legislature. Democrats are fielding 52 of those candidates and Republicans 47.
It was tough to be a young representative when there wasn't really any there wasn't a network of other young representatives that could band together and push our ideas forward.
Joe Sweeney knows what it feels like to be one of just a handful of young people in office. He's now the chair of the New Hampshire Young Republicans. He was just 19 when he served as state rep back in 2012. Colleagues mistook him for an intern until he got his official name badge. He says back then, there were about 10 other young people in office. So when it came to topics like student debt or bills addressing first-time homebuyers, most legislators didn't fully understand how things have really changed for people in their 20s and 30s.
I think being a 21-year-old or a 22-year-old in 2018 is very different if you had that experience back in 1980. I think the outlook's different. I think we know that we have student loan debt that nobody else can really compare to. I know I have about $80,000 in student loan debt after my undergrad and my master's degree. But I just think at the end of the day that representation matters.
One candidate Sweeney hopes gets a chance this November is Virginia Dry. She's the youngest candidate running for office in New Hampshire.
I'm 19, a Republican and a woman, and I want to represent that in Concord.
Dry graduated from high school last year. Now, she's working a part-time job, and she'll start online classes in January. She's running for a House seat in Sullivan District 1, which is one of the most solidly Democratic districts in the state. But Dry's staying optimistic that if she puts in the work, it might be possible to win and complete the plan she laid out for herself when she was just 12. That summer, she went to a camp, learned about writing bills and what it takes to get those to pass through a legislature.
And I fell in love with the process, the formality of the political of parliamentary procedure, and that's where I decided, like, I can do this in real life.
So after doing some math, she decided the earliest she could pass bills in real life would be 19. But the fact that Dry is staying in New Hampshire makes her a bit unusual among her friends. A number have gone out of state for college.
What they want to do is just not in the state.
Keeping young people in New Hampshire has been a central concern among business leaders, politicians, schools, and community leaders. It's a big issue to tackle, Dry acknowledges. But she says, instead of just focusing on getting younger people to stay, why not start with making the statehouse younger? For NHPR News, I'm Daniela Alley.